This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard here on Agenda 21 Radio with a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Call in line 215-867-8255, 215-867-8255. And we'll be talking about your favorite subjects here, obviously, in the next couple of hours. And visit our websites, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on. I had a big call last night, open to the public, and a lot of people listening in on what's going on with New California. Really do appreciate all the calls that we had and all the callers, and, of course, many people from we got reports on different counties and different things going on out there and some of the great, great town halls and meetings that we've been having. So that's just part of the issue that's going on. Of course, we have so many more. But we've also been talking about what in the world was going on, I guess you would say, what in the world was going on with Donald J. Trump and his vision for the new world. His new world, if you know what I mean. His new world. Yes, you know what I mean. Which is our new world, right? our new world. Of course, he was talking about the United Nations just repealing the UN treaty that we had for gun control, basically. Worldwide gun control, which is what they all want on the other side, and we're not going to give it to them, according to Donald Trump. And I'm really, really happy because it does impinge upon our Second Amendment rights. I think people figured that one out. He certainly figured it out. And why should we give up our sovereignty as a nation to the United Nations, right? I mean, that's the whole goal of the United Nations is to do that. Not happening, certainly not happening with Donald J. Trump. So we appreciate that and his good efforts with the NRA. Now, I know every time you mention the NRA, everybody gets all puckered up from the, and they should. They should get all puckered up. It's okay for the, it's okay for them to be puckered up, if you know what I mean. Anyway, so welcome aboard. Like I said, we got a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we really do appreciate your good leadership and all the things that are happening out there right now. Now, of course, we have a lot of things on our agenda, not just the shooting situation that was going on with all the different things out there. Donald Trump and all the other stuff that's happening with him. Trump tweets are coming. We're going to be talking about a few of the Trump tweets that are out there. The Pope himself actually providing $500,000 to fund continued migrant invasion. Invasion, 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 which leads to sanctuary city status, sanctuary county status, sanctuary state status, all the things about sanctuary, 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 right? Yeah, who thought about that, I guess, is the big question, huh? Who thought about all that? Who thought about the fact that, we're going to be confronting all these illegal foreign nationals? Who brought that up? Well, you know, let's see. Who did bring that up? Well, no one brought it up, right? We ignored it. Is the Congress? Listen carefully. Is the Congress, or do they care about what's going on with these illegal foreign nationals? No. How about the churches? I'm listening. Hello? Crickets. All those are crickets I'm hearing. I get it. It's okay. See, this flood of humanity, it's absolutely okay to come across the border, right? Absolutely, positively, A-okay with everybody to come across the border. Yeah, we need those people to work in the... Right, right, right. And you know, it's kind of interesting, if you talk to people of any Hispanic ancestry, in my opinion, that I've talked to, and even those that have come across illegally, who have gotten legal status, guess what? Guess what? They don't like it either. They're not saying there's no crickets with them. There's absolutely no crickets with them. They're out there telling people it's not right. Hello, this is their country too. You know, especially those that come across and get the legal citizenship, right? When they get legal citizenship and this is their country, they love it. If you've ever been involved in that whole process of getting legal citizenship for somebody, it's absolutely a stunning process. Stunning. It's a wonderful process to see. And they are so appreciative of this country, this great country called the United States of America. They'll do anything to protect it. Anything to protect it. Shocking, I know, for most people to understand such craziness, huh? But it's very true. A lot of people don't understand that are born here, the value of citizenship and obtaining citizenship if you're not a citizen and you strive to become a citizen. It's a whole different personality shift for people. You know, I've been very, very blessed to see that whole thing play out. Very, very blessed to see that whole thing play out many, many times. And then being a principal of an adult education program, I saw it firsthand with many people. And we encourage people to get citizenship, obviously, to obtain it the right way legally. But this whole notion of this current flooding going on has got to stop. And the crickets have got to stop. Now, shocking for those of you, the mainstream media, 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes even had some things about it. We're going to play. I think we're going to run out of time. We'll play the... it's just, I'm so shocked. And you should be, too. It's shocking. You should be, too. Because they're now catching on to the fact that that's not right. Now, is it the fact that they're getting so much blowback and pushback from all these different organizations and agencies? Everybody out there is just running crazy on it? Well, the answer is yes and hell yes. But it's too late. They're already here, right? Right. They've already made the demographic shift like they thought they should. Right? Now they just need support. That's why the Pope gives them $500,000. That's why shocking, the good Jesuit that he is, Gavin Newsom, jumps out and says, oh, I've got to use the state money, California state tax dollar money that he doesn't have, by the way, and I'm going to give them hundreds of thousands of dollars, too, to Catholic charities. What about the other charitable organizations that are out there, Governor, who do really good work, too? Oh, no, these guys are helping the illegal foreign nationals who are going to vote for me. So I'm going to give them state dollars to do that. Nothing wrong with it. No, and if there is something wrong with that, just let us know. Right? Just let us know. If there's something wrong with that, we'll just pass a law today and have the governor sign it tomorrow, and it'll be legal. After all, it is California. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Then.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, so how's the infiltration going? How is that infiltration going to every community in the nation? Now, it's kind of interesting. We have predicted this. We've been, it's this whole thing. We've been doing this for years, and here it is. Okay, so I was asked the other day, I was at a meeting, Paul, what do you think? This is just out of the blue. Well, I would say it's sort of a meeting. About three or four of us sitting around, and we're kind of talking about things with New California. Naturally. It's like my life is New California. So, anyway, this is what we were surmising about, the demographic shift of New California in every place else. And I said, well, you know, it's shifting because these people are now on the move, and we're getting all of our communities demographically upset, right? And diseases. We haven't really. That's an area. I get it. That we need to talk about disease. Yeah, disease and the measles. And has Donald Trump flipped on vaccines? I did get a call about that one from a very important person who wanted to know. It was kind of interesting. Has he flipped on the vaccines thing? I don't think so. But I'll talk about that. I'll try to get to that this hour. But the demographic shifting, which is exactly what they want. They want to shift the demographics and completely replace the population of Americans, of Amerikanskis, criminalize being an American citizen, ultimately. And there you have it. You have a whole new population that's going to be under the thumb. They don't understand American values based upon the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. They just don't get it. They just don't get it. And they don't want you. They want you dumb and stupid, right? Kind of like of the old European variety. Kind of like communism. Shocking. Could it be communism? Wow, I don't know. Just ask the Red Chinese. Remember we used to call them the Red Chinese, the Communist Chinese? We'll ask them whether or not they want communism in California or America. America turned communist, right? By Red Chinese. So-called Red Chinese. I know that's like a slur to our Chinese friends. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting the way that whole thing. There's influences in our country right now that are so big, so strong, brought to you by the United Nations and other folks. And, of course, they're leftist-leaning people who get a lot of money by working. See, that's just the thing. Money is always the core of evil, isn't it? So all these different powers out there, all these people that are trying to shape and change this country in many different ways, either through Islam or communism or religionism, you know, or Nazism, right? You see, you got to understand something about evil and hatred, such as the communist socialist business. National socialism is socialism. It's the Nazi party, right? And the communist party, they're all basically the same side. They're two sides of the same coin. Let's put it that way. The same coin, two sides. Totalitarian in nature, and that's where they want to take you. It's easy. Totalitarianism is certainly different from free market capitalism and United States constitutionalism, Americanism, if you will. So that is what is under attack. Now, naturally, they're going to attack all the different things that we have. So this migrant shift, interesting article here. This is from Fox and Friends. I actually saw this morning. And I said, it's nice to see this sort of thing happening.
Matthew Albans is the acting ICE director. And if there's a hotter issue in the country that needs to be addressed, I don't know what it is, than illegal immigration and the flood of those coming across our southern border. So, acting director, thanks so much for joining us, man. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So when 60 Minutes does a feature, when Maria Bartiromo goes down there, when Thomas Friedman writes a column talking about a crisis at the border, does it change anything?
I like to hope so. As we've been maintaining for the better part of a year, if not longer, there is an absolute crisis at the border. It's not just a humanitarian crisis. It's not just a border security crisis. It's also a public safety and national security crisis.
Sure. Let's take a look at some of the numbers, Matthew. The number of false claims of family units between October 2018 and March of 2019, 2,700 migrants said they were part of a family but weren't. And when you look at it, 62% of Southwest border apprehensions involve family units or unaccompanied children who were apprehended. That's
hey, do you know a place to rent a child? Huh? Rent a child. Well, is there some sort of place where we can rent a child? I want to know because I want to rent a child for a day. Right? Just what, about an hour so I can get across the border. I can rent that child and become a family unit just for 1 hour, just to get across the border. You get caught. Hey, I give up. Take my child. No. You got to go to this special place where you're going to be taken care of forever. And then they escape with the child, and then they give up the child, and the child goes back across the border and gets rented again for another day. I wonder how much it costs to rent a child. Now, listen, I want these numbers that he's got here, they are not the true values. Probably, they estimate that two-thirds of the people that they get at the border, well, one-third they get at the border, and two-thirds escape, get by them. That's why these numbers are really skewed. I mean, you have to extrapolate what you think your best guess could possibly be. And then they say, well, we only catch about one-third of the people. Really? Only one-third of the people. Think about that. Think about it.
Because the folks who are in these other countries who are looking for a better life or are trying to get to the United States, they know how our laws work, right?
They do, and if they don't, the smugglers are coaching them on how to manipulate our laws. That's why what we're currently doing is surging resources from ICE's Homeland Security Investigations to the border. We're sending human trafficking experts, document fraud experts, forensic interviewers, victim assistance specialists, because our first and primary goal is the safety and security of these children. These children are being victimized. We know they're being trafficked. We know they're being recycled and sent back across the border numerous times to be rented by these cartels and by these...
Ah! Recycled. It's recycle a child. Recycle a child. This is evil, guys. This is evil. And who's participating in the evil? That's what who is participating in this evil? You have to ask yourself that question. Who's renting children? Who's buying and selling children? Who's buying and selling human beings? Huh? Who's participating in it? Well, we do know that there's at least maybe about 11 senators that are directly participating in it. Mitt Romney being one of them. Wonder why they want to participate in pure evil. Huh? Got to think about it.
Organizations to be utilized again and placed with a non-relative adult just so that adult could be released because they know that we can't hold them. Mm. And these are the loopholes that we've talked about.
Loopholes, hey, no one's trying to fix it. Right, Adam Schiff? Right, Nancy Pelosi? Right, Mitt Romney?
We've asked Congress to make some changes, and they've refuse to do so at this
point. Speaks of the devils. There they are.
After watching Maria's interview over the weekend, my heart broke when I saw this.
Oh, I have to also say, how about Eric Swalwell? Did I mention Dianne Feinstein? Didn't mention any of that. Gavin Newsom goes down and bonds up with his MS-13 friends in El Salvador. Didn't mention him. Perhaps we should, huh? And the other people in the California state government.
There's two little girls. I think they were age 6 and 10. And they said their mom said she was going to go get some food and never came back and just left the girls. What happens? What does our country do?
What do we do? Nothing. It's okay. Nothing to see here. Just move along. Nothing to see here. Quiet. You know, it's like, when you see a dam breaking, just take it and be quiet. Lie to the people. That works. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
In those situations, where do the girls go?
Well, those children, unfortunately, will be processed by CBP. And then they will be placed with Health and Human Services. Health and Human Services will work to find a sponsor for these individuals in the country. A lot of times there's other family members that are here. Most times they're here illegally, but there usually are other family members that are here that will take those children. And if not, they'll try to find a foster family for them.
Oh, the foster family system. Those participating in the evil. I'm sorry, we're back at this crisis at the border thing that happened this morning that we were listening to. When, the actual acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, Matthew Albans. Is it Albans? Albans. Albans. Got up and spoke today. Did a very, very good job. Albans. Albans. Let's say it the right way. And basically laid it out here. I think he did a very good job laying it out. But I want to tell you, where is the evil? It's these people that are getting money for children such as this. See, Maria Bartiromo was exposed at the border, if you will, to the crisis. You know, it's kind of interesting. These people that are in Washington, that are in New York, who, and especially the reporters who have said there's never been a crisis. Now, Fox News has been the only one really covering the crisis thoroughly. I have to give them props for that. and they've done a very, very good job. Griff Jenkins and those guys going down to the border, they've been spot on. Now, I say they're spot on, and we use them to bring this, because they're the only one doing it besides us. We have our own resources who confirm a lot of these things, and our own resources who are saying, wait a minute, we're underwater. That's why we, years ago, were telling you about this crisis that was then, and it is here now, even worse, because it's in your face. And no one's doing about it, anything about it. Crickets, because people are benefiting monetarily from these slaves that are being brought across the border. Yeah, calling a child a slave, because that's what you got to call it. It's slavery. They're worth money, Mazda. You got to be blunt about these things. And if you're not, we're just going to continue on like this, and our country will be totally torn asunder. The demographic shifting is a dangerous thing for this country, and they're on it. They're still doing it. I wonder why.
So meanwhile, last night on 60 Minutes, they did a feature, and they talked to your Border Patrol agent, Rudy Karish, about what's going on at the border. Listen.
My workforce right now is dedicated to the processing, to the care and feeding, to the hospital watch. So that takes that 40% away from their border security mission.
They're making formula. They're bringing juice. Well, there's a pile of diapers right there.
Yeah. That's what we have to do.
Oh, they get down to the border and they say, you know what? There is a crisis. Really? How about 5, 6, 10 years late for this, right? And how much damage
is that
been
the
done?
Best utilization of your time, getting juice and diapers? Is that why you were hired? Not that it's not important, but is that utilizing your skills?
Well, the chief is right, and his people are being taxed to do tasks that they weren't trained to do and really not their responsibility for. We're having the same problem with ICE. We've had to surge resources in addition to the HSI resources. We've surged enforcement and removal operations resources to the border just to deal with these crush of bodies that are coming in and process them to the detriment of public safety here in the country. Because those officers that would ordinarily be out there arresting criminals, arresting gang members, arresting public safety threats out there on the street, they're now at the border in El Paso and RGV, processing families and releasing them.
Sure. Matthew, you just mentioned ICE. What's your message to the politicians in this country who have suggested over the last number of months, you know what, we don't need ICE. Let's abolish ICE because those jobs can be done by somebody else.
They really can't. Only ICE agents have the specific expertise and training to enforce the immigration laws of this country, whether they're the administrative enforcement or criminal immigration laws. And you cannot have any serious discussion about border security if you're talking about doing away with the interior enforcement component. As long as there is no strong interior enforcement component to immigration enforcement, you will never have border security because you'll always have that pull factor. Individuals that want to come to this country illegally must know that if they do happen to get by the Border Patrol, there is an entity out there that is looking for them, that will locate them, arrest them, and if ordered removed by an immigration judge, effectuate that removal.
Right, and we have not made it easier. These politicians have, making you guys the bad guys. I understand today you're making an announcement on child smuggling and your new approach to that as of today. What could you tell us?
Right, so we've been surging resources from HSI for the past couple of weeks. And in just that short period of time, we've identified more than 36 cases for prosecution. These are smuggling cases. These are false statement cases. These are individuals that, when you talk about the safety and security of these children, these are individuals that are 23, 24 years old trying to pose as if they're 16 or 17 because they know they'll be released as a UAC. Unfortunately, those individuals go into an HHS shelter. So you have 23, 24-year-olds in a shelter with 10, 12-year-old kids. That is not a safe environment for those children. Mm-hmm. So we're attacking it on all fronts.
How are you able to tell their real age if they're telling you one thing, but it's not truthful?
Well, again, a lot of these individuals have documents. A lot of them are fraudulent. So we work with the foreign governments. We have our attaché offices in the Northern Triangle help us work on these cases. We have very trained interviewers that are able to ferret out this information from them. And so we will attack it from all fronts. And we're also not going just after those individuals. Right. There's organizations that are supplying these documents. There's organizations that are bringing these people to the border.
No. Organizations doing these sorts of things? Shocking.
Border, guiding them across. We're going to attack these organizations both domestically and internationally.
I wonder if he's going to go after the churches that are involved with all this. Making billions of dollars. This is an industry. Guys, this is an industry.
Good. Well, you know, Matthew, over the last couple of weeks, we've heard about how, because your facilities at our southern border are completely maxed out, they're dropping people off by the thousands of bus depots and in different places. What can you tell the communities that are, you know, suddenly flooded with a number of people who are in this country illegally, but nonetheless, the government has placed them in their towns, what they can expect in the future?
Well, until Congress changes the laws and fixes these loopholes and prevents us from being able to detain these individuals and detain these families together, allow them to have their due process in an accelerated fashion, and remove them at the end of that process, if so ordered by a judge, or release them if so ordered by a judge, we're going to continue to have this problem. Congress has yet to fund us at a level we need for detention. They've yet to fund us at a level we need for transportation. But what I would say to you is, this is not limited to the border. So if people think this is just a border security issue, it's not, because these individuals are not staying at the border. They may be there for a day or two while they're waiting for transit, but they're coming to every community in this country.
Gotcha. Matthew Albans, thanks so much. Hope you get...
They're coming to every community in this country. That's true. And here they are. Listen, it's no longer they're coming. They're here. And that's what the problem is, right? No crisis, of course. No, nothing to see. It's just like, you know, spillways that leak. Right? There's nothing to see. $1.1 billion spent on a spillway that doesn't that leaks like a sieve. Probably damaged. Just another way to tear a dam down, I guess. You know, there's ways to tear dams down. Why am I on that? It's just all the same thing, isn't it? It's all the same. I wonder why they're giving us these. They're flooding our communities. They want to flood us with water. Think about it. I just love it when a plan comes together, don't you? What I love better is the response to the plan, which is, of course, what we do here on this radio show every single day. We come up with a response. Number one, we give you the information you need to deal with all these things with. That is a very important thing to understand. Being able to come up with a proper response to do the things you need to do to destroy these people, to prevent them from being the people, the programs that they want to foist upon you, which is involving the trafficking in human flesh and slavery. What could possibly go wrong with that, huh? What could possibly go wrong with that? Well, let's see. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Crisis at the border. Now, 60 Minutes, I've got to play some Maria Bartiromo because I heard some of it. I didn't hear the whole thing. But I do want you to, she brings a, I think she's one of the finest reporters out there, quite frankly. I just think she's just sharp as a tack. And she takes no BS. You know, everybody likes Jeanine, right? Judge Jeanine. Boy, she's had her feathers clipped, hasn't she? But Maria Bartiromo, she's usually with the Business Channel, Fox News. Fox Business. Fox Business is still an exceptional group of people. And most of the business, even CNBC or whatever, CNBC's Business Channel, they do a very, very good job. They're very, well, I should stop my compliments of the mainstream media, right? No, listen, when they're doing it right, I'll tell you. I'll tell you. I believe that. Anyway, we got our break coming up. We come back. More to come here from Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster, and Epoch Times. We're all one big team. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yes, 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 yes. We're going to be... Wow. Got that one going on. It says Biden snags... I'm looking for, actually, the article. I've been looking for it. What's going on here? I guess I could probably just write all the things I need to do, right? This is the article about Maria Bartiromo, and I got, you know, now I got to do it the wrong way. I guess I'll got to do it the right way. It says, you know, they had a crane that fell in Seattle. I'm not going to really talk about that right now. I'm probably finding out what's going on. Killed a couple people. I wonder what was going on there. Big stuff, big stuff, big stuff. So we're gonna take a look here. I'm trying to get this Maria Bartiromo thing going on. Mickey Rooney's daughter slams shocking casting couch claims. Well, you know, Mickey Rooney. Did you guys ever even know? I mean, Mickey Rooney. Who Mickey Rooney was? Mickey Rooney is Mickey. Yeah, Mickey Rooney. And anyway, so he was a young child actor. I think he was with Our Gang. Talk about gangsters. Our Gang. Are you guys familiar with that? How did gangs start in California? Good gangs start out with Our Gang, right? Wrong, 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 wrong. So we got, I wonder, oh, here we go. Maria Bartiromo at the border. Let's see how shockingly stunned she is taking a look at this. This is, she joins the Border Patrol for a ride-along. But if you've ever done a ride-along, by the way, that's... You have a great appreciation for what's going on with with the police or law enforcement. And I've done several ride-alongs. Been part of when they chase them down and catch them and stuff like that. It's like, well, you know, that, of course, how many tickets have you ever gotten, right? And they get pulled over and go, ah. Anyway, here's Maria.
So tell us a little about where we're going right now. What are we going to see right now? It's more than 11 miles.
Correct. It's 11.4 miles of river and land border. Okay. This area belongs to the El Paso station, which is one of the stations in the El Paso sector. This area is probably the busiest area in the country at the moment, with illegal entries and so forth.
When you say a lot of activity, I mean, what are we talking about on a daily basis?
For the most part, it's single adults. Usually, for the most part, they're Cubans. Family units are some Cubans. For the most part, they are Guatemalans, El Salvadorans, Hondureños, from Nicaragua. Pretty much that Northern Triangle region.
Why so much activity from just those three countries? I mean, is the word out that if you're coming from that region, you're going to probably be able to stay?
The word is definitely out. I mean, they have advertisements by radio. You listen to your radio on your way to work, on your way to the grocery store, and that country's advertising. If you want the American dream, we'll help you out, and we'll help you. We'll teach you how to get it in the United States. So there's Mexico right there. On the south side, Mexican Highway. They just run across the river, and they look for an agent.
I mean, the river's dry right now,
right.
So it's easy to get through.
Correct.
Mexico is right over there.
Yes, ma'am. And then, of course, they run up.
Who is this running right here?
There's a family group that's just crossed.
Maria's like, shocking. It's really true. It's really true. This is really happening. Go to the border and check it out. It's really happening. Hello. I mean, it's like stunning. Now, listen, I think this is her first trip there, right? And she's been a supporter of this not happening. So, but to have, I think, I'm speculating because she's truly shocked. See, this is the point that I'm making. If you're in New York, or if you're in Philadelphia or Washington, and you don't get out much, you don't get what's happening at the border, even if you understand it from a mental standpoint. You get it from the logic standpoint. You understand it completely. It's elite, like she does. And she supports everything that we're being talking about. But she's getting a glance at it, a glimpse of it. And if you ever been down there, I used to go to Mexico all the time. It's a shocker to see it, even if you can't, if you haven't been out much to see it.
A family group is just crossing while we're right here, right
yes.
now?
Yes.
Shocking.
Usted, joven? No? Okay.
Yeah.
Just west of the Chihuahuita entrance.
Where were you going to go? What was your plan? Where are you going to go?
Aquí, a Estados Unidos.
¿A dónde?
Oklahoma City.
Did somebody tell you in Honduras that you would be able to stay and get to Oklahoma if you crossed?
¿Alguien le dijo en Honduras que podía cruzar por aquí y irse a Oklahoma?
Sí.
¿Quién
le dijo?
Mucha gente. A lot of people told me. We have another group that's coming up over here.
No, oh, there's another
basically
group.
They walk till they find an agent and they turn themselves in.
So they want to see you right now.
Definitely.
They want to get apprehended.
Like I said.
They want to get processed.
They want to get processed, given the papers, then they go north and they have legal papers to be wherever they're going to be at.
Si
the cartel attempted to kidnap his sisters.
Las pequeñas.
So they screamed out of fear. And,
okay, so what? And this is the crux of what happened. This is like an attempted theft, and we've been telling you about this a lot. Okay, what goes on, how it goes on, and all this other good stuff, right? This is just kind of the way it goes. So the border agent that's assigned to Maria here They're talking to this family unit, and the guy says, well, you know, the cartels tried to take my kids. Now, you know why they tried to take the kids. Okay, this is real, and Maria's seeing it. I mean, listen, I'm not laughing at her per se because, you know, you have a lot of people that are in Washington and New York who don't support all the things that we've been saying, and she does support all the things that we've been saying, and vice versa. But now she's seeing it for the first time. That's my point. And it is still a shocker, and she's going to come back more emphatic. Absolutely. She's going to be a better advocate for stopping this. And then, of course, if she goes to Oklahoma City, she goes to these other places, and she sees for herself. She sees for herself the demographic changing, and of course, those in Oklahoma City or other parts of the nation, you get that demographic shift. You understand it.
Of course, afterwards, they ran.
Because the girls were screaming.
Because the girls were screaming, and they ran, and they were able to prevent them from being kidnapped. Okay. They're by themselves.
How long have they been traveling by themselves?
Okay, these are the girls that were by themselves, right? Listen to this now. It's a shocker. It's a shocker, but this is what happens. And remember, these are two adorable young ladies, right? But, you know, this is the evil I talk about. This just breaks your heart. But this is what happens, and it's happening every single day, every single moment. Right now with these people. I tell you, you cannot shame these illegal foreign nationals who come across. They're not the problem. It's the people behind the scenes pulling the chains, if you will. The bells and whistles and the levers behind the curtain. But listen to this.
She's 10 years of age, Tormanita? 10 years of age and 8.
10 and 8? And you've been traveling alone for how long?
¿Dónde se te perdió tu mamá?
Luego ya no volvió.
Okay. They were traveling. Their mom set them down. She said she was going to go buy something for them to eat and never returned.
How long has she been traveling with the baby?
¿Usted tiene cuánto viajando con la bebé?
¿Es 2 meses?
2 meses, 2 months.
This is another one. A mother traveling with her baby, standing right next to these two young ladies who were abandoned by their mother. Luckily, they got through.
2 months. Took you 2 months to get here from Ecuador.
So the baby is hungry right now because she hasn't eaten, and as a result of that, then she can't produce any breast milk for her. For her child to eat.
What danger the kids are in?
Undoubtedly, ma'am. Undoubtedly. 10 years and 8 years of age.
And for 2 months, this infant is in her mother's arms. This whole area was being controlled by the drug cartel.
Yes.
And then the bollard fence went up.
The bollard fence went up. As a result of that, now you have children, as you see here, coming out, playing. You have families going out for walks. It's a baller-style wall. It goes down 4 feet, 18 feet high. Inside, it's initially hollow. Then we put rebar in there and then fill it up with concrete. So there's nothing hollow about it. Completely solid.
So the drug cartels in Mexico know exactly the border, know exactly the vulnerabilities.
Yes.
And that's it. They just know.
Yes.
They're going to do what they do.
Yes.
Wow.
And of course, they're the ones that are winning this.
What do you say when you hear in the media that they're saying this administration, the border control, ICE, they're putting kids in cages, they're locking people up, these are humanitarian crises? What do you say to them?
I say first, I'm a father of 2 children. I go home with my head held high, knowing that I don't do any of that stuff. All I can do is do my job and do it to the best of my ability. And that's what we do as an agent. All our agents.
Well, just a little heartbreak. That's what these people that are buying, paying for these, paying to these cartels money to come to the United States illegally. And then once they get here, you know, these children are going to be placed in foster care, these two young ladies in particular, foster care and become, well, prize products. Because the foster families and the other organizations that are out there, what are they going to do? They're going to get a lot of money for them. Lots of money for these young ladies. And, of course, they were lucky that they got through unattached children. Unattached. But, you know, our Congress won't act. They won't act. Shocking. 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 Okay. Coming up to the... I can't believe this hour is over with anyway. Red State Talk Radio, the talk monster of digital talk radio, is, of course, joined forces. We have joined forces with the Epoch Times, and we're doing a lot of different things with them, which is a wonderful thing. And we're going to be doing more and more and more and more in terms of, other things besides just radio. We're going to expand the radio format, and we're going to expand into video and things like that. So just stay tuned for more from Red State Talk Radio. I just want to say a shout out to all of our citizen journalists who have just been fantastic over the last few weeks, and especially with this Oroville Dam situation. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Oroville Dam. And it's fast approaching, and we got. I don't know. I have not checked in the last couple of hours if I've gotten any kind of news and information about anything going on with the situation at the dam. Certainly, we don't know if we've gotten information from the Department of Water Resources. They seem to have kind of been stymied in terms of their press releases and so on, which is unfortunate. This is something that. You want to keep your public informed about, and as it starts to approach the top of the dam. Now, remember a couple of things. The dam itself is the height of the dam is about 22 feet or something like that. So the weir of the dam, which if there was ever a possibility that there's a failure of the spillway, which, by the way, it looks like there's a failure of the spillway, then the water will be overtopping. The water will be overtopping on the emergency spillway of the weir, and it's called an OG weir. That water will come cascading down and will ultimately destroy the dam itself. Anyway, so we got a lot of things coming up. We got the music coming up, and we'll be talking to a lot of different people. So stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 20 on radio. Remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.